Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
During that thousand-year reign of Christ, men will still sin. As a matter of fact, I mentioned this to you, that they cannot blame anything on the devil, you know. Well, the devil made me do this or whatever, because he's put away for 1,000 years. Well, when he's released, the Bible tells us he's released for a short season. Again, I don't know how long that will be. Weeks, months, maybe. The Bible does not say. I cannot comprehend it being years, but nevertheless, he will go about the earth deceiving the multitude, the Bible tells us, as the sand of the sea. And he will gather an army with the kings of the earth, and they will gather against Jesus Christ, who is at this point ruling and reigning in Jerusalem, to have that one last final battle, and it won't be a battle at all. The Lord will slay every one of them with the breath of his mouth, and that is the end of the millennial reign of Christ. We begin chapter number 21. Again, I want you to have this mindset that from chapter 21 on, it's eternity, and only believers are in chapter 21, 22 for eternity. We read last week that all the unbelievers are in the lake of fire, and they will be in the lake of fire forever and forever and forever. We're going to talk about that again in just a minute, about the memory of them. He's going to wipe away a lot of things in verse number 4. We're going to talk about that. But I just want to give you just kind of a setting of where we are now in Revelation 21. Again, I think of it as the grand climax of Scripture. Jesus came and he died for our sins, but you know, he didn't die just for us. He came to redeem this whole earth. We read that in the book of Romans, that the whole creation is groaning for redemption and all. Well, that takes place. You know, we see in the millennial reign of Christ for all these wonderful things take place in animal life and other things. But we get in Revelation 21, something completely new. Let's read the first 5 verses. That's probably about where we'll get today. And then I'm not sure we'll get all of this in. But so we keep it in context. Let's read the first 5 verses of Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Again, I want you to notice, before I get back into verse number 1, in verse number 5, he had to remind John to write. Every time you notice, if in your study book of Revelation, he has to remind John to write. And every time it is something spectacular is taking place, and like John is so engulfed in what's taking place, God has to remind him, or says, hey, you need to write. Here he sees this new Jerusalem's new city coming down from heaven. And we're going to look at that here in a week or two about this new Jerusalem and what it all entails out of heaven. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ is still preparing a place for us. Remember John chapter number 14, where he says, Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. We'll get to that as we get to the new Jerusalem. Are many mansions, present tense. My Father's house are many mansions, but I go to prepare a place for you. Something different than those mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So I want you to notice that Jesus made a difference, a contrast about the many mansions and New Jerusalem. And when we get into this city of New Jerusalem, we'll pull some things out. But Jesus himself, in that statement in John 14, he mentioned about mansions, and then he mentioned New Jerusalem. So there must be different places, okay? And we'll get there a little bit farther, all right? But in verse number one, I want you to see, first of all, a new residence. We see a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, the word new does not mean new in existence here. This word new, N-E-W, it means to renovate or regenerate. Something completely fresh. It's kind of like, turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Peter talked about this. Verse number 10. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in them shall be burned up. So Peter mentions this about the earth and even the heavens, talking about the heavens, the sky, where the birds fly. And I even believe it's talking about the second heaven, because man has set foot on the moon, okay? Sin has touched, and God's going to clean all that up. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, Peter mentioned heavens, okay? We talked to somebody here the other day, here after Sunday school, about three heavens that's mentioned in Scripture, about the third heaven. There's the first heaven that we see. That's the birds. They fly in the heaven, the sky. The atmosphere in which we breathe, that's the first heaven. The Bible speaks of that. There's a second heaven the Bible speaks of, and that's the heaven that the sun, moon, and stars dwell in, that atmosphere called outer space. And still, it boggles our mind. Two Sunday nights ago, where Dr. McAllister talked about how big God is and the creation and how far these planets are, how many thousands of light years away it is. And again, Doc, I can't even fathom that. And it's endless, because God is endless, all right? At the same time, there's a third heaven, and that would be the abode where God dwells. Paul talked about that he was caught up into the third heaven. Remember that one? He said, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. But remember, he was stoned there at Lystra, and there while he's laying there on the side of the road in Lystra, the Lord had brought him up into the third heaven. And Paul was able to see some things that he later said, it is not lawful for me to speak of, for me to utter. Matter of fact, he made these comments, eyes not seen, nor ears have heard what God has prepared for us. He saw some things in heaven, in that third heaven where God dwells. Well, when we see here in verse number one, we saw a new heaven and new earth, and Peter talks about it being covered with fire, dissolved with fervent heat. Remember in the days of Noah that this earth was covered with water, completely covered with water. And I believe that, by the way, that the earth is completely submerged in water all those days. But we see here now, instead of being covered with water, it's going to be covered with fire, which is something the Bible does not speak of. And again, it's supposition, but I think we're on safe ground to say. After the millennial reign of Christ, there's going to be people here on earth. Saved people now, okay? What is he going to do with those saved peoples here on earth while he's burning this earth, so to speak, with fire, dissolving it, you know, and cleaning all this up? What happens to these people here on earth? Well, that's no problem to God. I think I'm sure he's going to take them to heaven. They're going to be up there in heaven while he's redoing this earth, so to speak, reconstructing it. And again, I like that word, renovate, regenerates it, that these folk will be in heaven. Do you think that's a problem to God? No. So we see that that God creates a new heaven and new earth, not new in existence. In other words, he does not blow this earth apart and creates a new one. Matter of fact, we read in the Old Testament that he created this earth not in vain. He had a purpose for this. Well, he's just simply going to clean it up and renovate it, regenerate it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.